I want to take a moment now and reflect a little bit on D-Day 2019, 75 years since the Allies undertook an unprecedented invasion of France, an attempt that almost failed because Omar Bradley almost decided to pull off from Omaha Beach when they were taking a pounding. But he stuck with it. And, of course, the president and the queen and Emmanuel Macron and so many others gathering this week in the UK, in France, and all of these places, getting together to look back, to reflect on the incredible sacrifice of the young men, anywhere from 17 years old to some in their 40s, I suppose, that took those beaches of Normandy and dropped behind enemy lines as paratroopers and defeated the Nazis and the fascists and the democratic socialists and pushed them back and said no more. Here's a little compilation of some of the voices from the last couple of days. It's bite number six.
75 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young soldiers, sailors, and airmen left these shores in the cause of freedom. And the heroism, courage, and sacrifice of those who lost their lives will never be forgotten.
Let me first thank you sincerely on behalf of my nation.
And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in Thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other. Almighty God, amen.
A letter from Captain N.W.G. Skinner. Although I would give anything to be back with you, I have not yet had any wish at all to back down from the job we have to do.
Incredible the sacrifices made, the last full measure of devotion by so many. Today, the president and Emmanuel Macron and others gathered at the American Cemetery in France on the bluffs overlooking the beaches of Normandy. Powerful moment on a powerful day. And I thank those that went before me to give me the opportunity to be here today to talk on this program. For without them, this wouldn't be possible. If not for them, my freedom of speech would not be possible. It would not have been possible in a world where Tojo won or Hitler won. That would not be possible. If you're familiar with the book and the television series, The Man in the High Castle, it shows a dystopian world where the Germans and the Japanese triumphed in World War II and what it would have looked like and what America would have looked like divided into property of the Reich and property of the Royal Japanese Empire. So count your blessings today. Count your blessings and the freedoms that you enjoy. And understand that those freedoms that you, and me as well, all too often take for granted, didn't come easily. They came from great sacrifice, from people whose names you'll never know, from people you'll never meet. From an unknown kid in Brooklyn to a farmer in Iowa to a school teacher from California that put it all on the line so that their children and their grandchildren and yours and mine could live in freedom, could live without the threat of a Führer ruling with an iron fist, could live without the fear of a Japanese invasion of the Pacific Northwest. They made sacrifices for something far larger than themselves. Something far larger than themselves. And that's the lesson today, 75 years after D-Day, is that there are things that are more important than you. Things that are bigger than you or I. Greater causes. And the pursuit of liberty, of free men and free women, is one of those things. And as Thomas Jefferson aptly put it, the tree of liberty must be watered on occasion with the blood of patriots. And some of those fields were in France, on the beaches of Normandy, in Poland, in Germany, in Papua New Guinea, in Guadalcanal, and 1,000 other places you've never heard of, called Hamburger Hill and the Valley of Death. So please do take a moment on this day and think about those things and those that came before you and made this possible. And thank God that they did. I do. And I hope you will as well.
Of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes...
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeyto80.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.